just kidding.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, don't even act like this. Don't even. You just had, like, full conversation, like you're on a high about how amazing last night was.
Why do you ruin things?
Because you're lying to the public.
I'm not lying.
I cannot allow that.
This is real life. I'm so tired.
Yeah, but you're on a high from how amazing last night was.
I am.
And you're like,
it was pretty amazing. Which, by the way, speaking of high, we talked about that a lot last night. I was like dumbfounded by it. Yeah, if you'd like to go to Instagram and follow Renovate ABQ, they quoted one of us last night and they chose me to quote one of the dumber things I said.
What did you say?
No, it wasn't dumber.
What did you say?
We were, by the way, Steve-O and Mitch, welcome
to
the
show.
Good morning. We were talking about Shock Therapy Live last night. Shock Therapy live at the Renovate. I was blown away by how many people were there. I was blown away by how many questions we received, like, immediately. It was a great show.
That's what you said.
That's what I said. Somebody asked a question about drinking and getting drunk. And we talked about Christian liberty. And I said, stop posting your beer and your Bible on Instagram. It's stupid.
It's very true.
I said you're stupid, but no. I didn't mean it that way. So they corrected me and put you're stupid. It's stupid. You're what? I'm going to take a nap.
You're stupid is more satisfying than saying it's stupid, but you probably meant it's stupid. Good morning.
Good morning.
Want to start over?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. Hold on.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Can we not really start over?
Why do you ruin things? It is Friday. It is finally here. Woo! It took a whole 4 days to get here.
Never again. Next time it's going to take 5 days.
Oh, is it almost daylight savings time? Because I woke up this morning at like 5 and the sun was like, hey!
Wake up!
Hey! Hey!
Usually my curtains are open, which is what wakes me up because the sun has been waking me up.
Yeah.
But this morning, my cat had somehow gotten a hold of the curtains and put them down.
Yeah.
So it was just dark in my room. So I wake up, I'm like, it's 5:40. I have to get up now. Now.
It's a good thing I'm not superstitious because when I got here this morning, did you see the black cat? There's a black cat in the bushes.
No,
so
but
right
guess,
over there.
Okay, yesterday I was walking in and speaking of superstitions, you saw the black cat. Yesterday I was walking in down this little path right by the skate park, and I, like, from one pole to another pole, a black, like, bird, a raven, starts, like, making those...
Calling at you?
Calling at me, and then flies directly over me. I'm like, oh, gosh, some
That's
people would be freaking
anything.
Out.
I thought it was black cats.
But is seeing a black bird, isn't that bad as well? Like,
no.
Starting your day off like that?
Starting your day off with a black bird? No,
black
dude.
Black bird singing in the... Nope.
No,
okay.
No, that's just the Beatles.
I'm with black bird... superstitions. Oh, that came up right away. So I might
Anything
be right.
Anything comes up right away when you're talking superstitions. There's some crazy superstitious people out there.
I was watching a TV show a few days ago. Rachel Ray. She kind of annoys me, but she makes really fast meals, so I wanted to see how it was. But what's annoying me about her is that she's throwing her salt everywhere. Like, she, like, some salt for flavor, and then she gets them and then throws it behind over her, like, left shoulder
also,
or something.
Be, like, all over the kitchen.
Yeah,
it'd
I'm like,
awful.
I can't do that. I don't want to sweep that often.
Right?
Like, no.
You mean you don't want to sweep ever?
I can't do that. I don't want to sweep ever.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That often. I was like, oh, that's cute. She thinks she actually cleans.
I do when I want to. I need a maid.
Oh, man. It is Fun Joke Friday. Sam Swan will be joining us this morning. I'm very excited. We will also have Paul in from the children's parenting class of awesome.
Yep.
Bail me out, bro. What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking for blackbirds.
Paul
Bishop, he's going to be hanging out with us and talking to us about the parenting classes.
From the parenting classes here at Calvary, of course.
Yes, exactly.
You're supposed to help me.
That's all it is.
Get off your phone, superstitions.
I'm looking for...
If you missed last night, Shock Therapy live at Renovate, we did record it. In fact, we will be playing it back for Shock Therapy Live coming up this next Wednesday. I'm really excited about it. It was a really good time.
Yeah.
The dynamic totally changes when it's live and you're in front of people.
So you were the one that was like, funny, I'm the best, I'm the coolest person you know. And Nate was like,
look, bro, check it, bro. I'm serious.
I don't know
bro.
How I feel about that.
It was pretty interesting. You'll be able to hear it in its entirety this coming Wednesday.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, we are throwing down a birthday party coming up Friday, June 14th. We're 2 weeks away from it. Get your tickets now.
MyStaticRadio.com.
House of Heroes.
Come win.
And us.
Be there.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Lighthouse and the Whaler. Song's called Venice. I've been there.
Have
it's
you?
It's pretty great. I really have. It smells really horrible.
Really?
Well, yeah, the canals.
Oh, it's that's real, upsetting. Really,
yeah. So you're like, oh, it's amore, Santa's here. You know, and you're like, woo!
Can we get an air freshener?
I'm in Italy. It's so beautiful. It smells really bad.
Why did it take you so long to realize it smelled so bad?
Like, I don't know. Because I was just taking in the beauty that was Italy. Oh, this is so... Oh! Yeah. It wasn't until I inhaled that I realized. Nah, it's not that horrible. But it does... I know it is that horrible.
That was really dumb.
Oh, it surely was, but it's Friday, so who cares?
Fry News Day. Ready?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yep.
Breaking news. Forget fragrances by Paris Hilton or David Beckham. Smell like a Boston firefighter instead.
I thought you were going to say like a boss. Like a boss!
Smell like a boss.
Stint firefighter.
A new fragrance called First Response Boston offers a combination of spices and flowers overlaid with white smoke and rubber. The company behind the stuff
right now
says the smoke and rubber elements are to honor Boston firefighters who with disregard for their own safety, constantly put themselves in harm's way for the benefit of others. 75% of the sales from the scent will go to the Boston First Responders Fund. So, like, $2.
Is it ironic that you're spraying yourself with something highly flammable?
You're on it today.
I am! Oh, it's good to be back.
Breaking news. When's the last time you went to the movies and arrived on time? If recently, you were most likely bombarded with movie trailer after movie trailer.
Yep.
And you could have viewed up to 8 before the feature film actually started. At 2.5 minutes per trailer, you are talking up to about to 20 minutes added to your movie theater experience. Movie theater's owner aren't too happy about this. They get complaints from customers about the long delays, and they are urging the film studios to cut back the length of trailers to 2 minutes.
I agree.
Really?
I used to love going to the movie theater.
But they're like, fine. Some of
and be like, yeah, this is good,
and
bro.
Sometimes you'd want to walk out after the movie trailers because you're like, that was it. That was good.
That was good. But it was back in when they used to maybe have 3 trailers, maybe.
Yeah,
the last movie, I'm trying to think of the last movie I went and saw. What was the last movie I took the kids to?
Iron Man?
Yes. Thank you. It was Iron Man 3. And me,
Star Trek yet,
Jack,
huh?
And Luke were sitting there, and by trailer 7, we're all looking at each other like, is the movie ever going to start?
That's true.
I kind of wanted to see. I cared. But also, back in the day, you didn't have Google to just go, Man of Steel trailer. So now everybody's already seen the trailer 1,000 times.
Right. I always feel whenever I see that the trailer in theaters, I'm like, dang, I already watched this on my computer.
Yes. And so it's like, okay. And now, since trailers are 2.5 minutes long, you're like, well, thank you for pretty much summarizing that entire film. I don't need to
see
it now.
I don't have to see it.
Thank you for saving me $15.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think they need to cut trailers, and I think they need to limit how many trailers you're allowed to put in front of movies.
3 or 4.
Oh, I'm tired of it. And then it's like, oh, wait, the obligatory Coca-Cola commercial. Hold on.
Yeah, I know.
So there's like Verizon, and you know, so you're like, dude, come on.
That Alfred Hitchcock one was pretty intense too, but it was really long. Well, you don't remember that one? It's like he filmed it, and it's him saying, turn off your phones.
I don't remember.
Okay, never mind.
I don't go to the movies that often.
Oh.
I'm not like you.
Wow.
Okay.
I haven't seen Iron Man 3 yet.
Yeah, but...
Or 2.
Or 1.
Or 1.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. Man, what have you done with your life?
I know, right?
Do you have one more?
Yes.
Oh, yeah!
Breaking news. We hope the rack of ribs a man in Waco, Texas stole were the very juiciest, tastiest kind because he's just been sentenced to 50 years in jail for
that
crime.
Stop it right now!
Does 50 years sound harsh for stealing ribs?
Yes! Dude!
Oh, wait. This thief had 5 previous felonies and 4 previous misdemeanors.
Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense. But still, like, bro, Eve stole a rib and she didn't... Never mind.
You tried.
I was trying so hard.
and she didn't get in trouble for it.
She didn't.
She got away with it scot-free.
It's there. The joke's there. It's on. It's right there.
She got a life out of it.
She didn't get away scot-free. She got life. She got away Adam free. Thank you. We'll be here all day.
She got life out of it.
Fun joke Friday. Oh, she got life. She was sentenced to life.
She was sentenced to life.
That's hilarious. Because she was life. Okay.
Fun joke Friday. It really is. And I
it really is.
That.
We're so sorry. That wasn't that fun. I apologize.
Let's try it again.
Okay.
Man, Adam or Eve stole a rib and she got life for it.
Oh, hey.
Oh, I guess it's not meant to be.
I guess not, because it didn't like that. All right. Static!
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I have a joke.
Okay. You have a joke. You're going to kick off Fun Joke Friday for
How do you
us.
Feel about that?
Okay.
Oh, never mind.
What do you call a singing lumberjack?
What do you call a singing lumberjack?
Justin Timberlake.
Yay!
Good.
That was good.
Job.
Yes. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Kicking off Fun Joke Friday. Oh, wow. There we go. He's got it going.
Static? Good morning.
Good morning.
Fun Joke Friday. What kind of Harley Davidson do orcs ride in Lord of the Rings?
What kind?
Mordor cycles. Have a good day.
Thank you. It was so dumb.
I love that he delivered it. It was like, that's it for me. I'm out. That was great.
Thank you for your time.
It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your joke on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are 7 minutes away from birthdays. Send us your birthday shout outs. Studio@MyStaticRadio.com. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. We are voices fighting fires. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, it is Friday. It is the final day of May, and it's time for birthdays. We got a lot of birthdays this morning, I hear.
That's what I hear. Hey, Stever.
Hey.
What's up?
Got a lot of birthdays. On the 151st day of 2013, there's only 214
Yay.
Days remaining. So New Year's.
Yeah, it's going to be
He's
great.
He's excited about it today.
What are we doing at the party there?
Well, there's going to be us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show up to his house.
Instagram.
And there's going to be Instagram.
There's not going to be Instagram.
Instagram will be present at the party. But
I don't know. We're gonna watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy in its entirety, extended editions.
I have that.
I do too.
Is there any other parties going on there?
Yeah, exactly.
No, just his.
I don't know what we're doing yet.
Just his.
I haven't really thought about it. Dictionary?
You have to bring a sleeping bag because we're definitely gonna not go home.
Dude, we saw your husband this morning. He was like punch drunk.
Yeah. No, what does that mean?
It means you're, like when you're awake for so many hours.
Is that what punch drunk is?
I think so.
Yeah.
He was kind of, you know, it was like, dude, you need to go some sleep.
Home.
Which we'll talk about coming up. Right now it's time for birthdays.
All right. From the movie Platoon.
Charlie Estevez.
From the miniseries The McCoys.
Kevin Bacon.
Is he also in Platoon?
No, he's not neither.
The Big Chill.
From The Big Chill. That dude that was also Norman Osborn. Willem Dafoe.
Tom Berenger's birthday today.
Oh.
He was in Sniper. You should have said Sniper.
Yeah, Sniper, right?
How old is he?
She doesn't know who 58. We're talking about.
He's 56.
He's 64.
Huh? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
You're right. I don't know who you're talking about.
No. If you saw him, you go, oh, that guy. That guy. Tom Berenger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Joe Buck's birthday. Troy Aikman's birthday.
No.
Who made the song?
It is Joe's birthday.
Joe.
No idea.
Broadway Joe.
Joe Namath.
Joe Namath's birthday.
How old is he?
Old and awful.
69.
Guy says dumb things. 70.
He's 70.
Yeah! Really? I mean, you wouldn't lie to me, so.
Yes.
for setting me up with 69 because that gave me 70.
That was like your spike.
Yeah. Yep.
Woo! Okay.
1-0 me.
Yeah, Steve-O's out to an early lead.
I am.
Not for long.
There's plenty of opportunity, though, Mitch.
I know.
Plenty.
Let's see. From, There's Something About Mary?
Cameron Diaz.
Get a Life?
Ben Stiller.
And actually, the first time I ever saw this guy was on the Dave Letterman show.
No, Get a Life. It's Chris Elliott's birthday.
It's Chris Elliott's birthday.
Yes! He was the cameraman in Groundhog Day.
And for those who were watching TV and other things before I was born, his dad was half of Bob and Ray.
And his daughter is Amy Elliott, who is the blonde chick on Saturday Night Live up until last season. She was on a few seasons ago.
All right.
Nope. She was the blonde.
So how old is Chris Elliott?
Well, his daughter was the blonde chick on SNL.
She's
got to be like in her 20s.
54.
Was Get a Life the series he did where he was like a 30-year-old living at
home? Yeah, at home. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Had a paper route.
And R.E.M. did the theme song for it.
Yeah, Stand in the Place Where You...
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Amy Elliott is like, I don't know, in her 20s.
Oh, first.
She dated Fred Armisen.
Yeah, we're talking about her dad.
I know.
Chris Elliott.
Just trying to get an idea.
I said 54.
54? Man. Okay, 57.
He's 53.
Oh, man, I went the wrong way.
You were close. Mitch was close.
Mitch was very close. Dude, you're a really good guesser.
Mitch almost got it.
Thank you.
It's Huey Lewis' birthday. It's Michael J. Fox's birthday. It's Christopher Lloyd's birthday. It's the news' birthday.
From Caroline in the City.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I didn't say Leah Thompson because I love her. When I was a little kid, it was like... That's like, yeah.
My kids were in a made-for-TV movie with Leah Thompson.
What?
Really?
Yeah, Doubting Thomas never made it anywhere.
Yeah. There's like, dude, Leah Thompson. When I was a little kid, that was like one of those crushes that it was like, dude, Leah Thompson. Yeah.
How old is
56.
Leah?
56.
Oh, no. Yeah, because Chris Elliott's 53. Oh, man. I'm going to say 52.
Leah Thompson actually is 52.
Yes! So awesome! I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm so happy.
Give a speech.
I'd like to thank all of the... brain cells that helped me guess that one.
Okay,
and also to Michelle. I want to thank Chris Elliott, who's 53, and it was like there's no way she's older than Chris Elliott.
Anyway.
Okay, so from Gene commercials from the 80s.
Oh, as you say, Brett Favre.
And the Blue Lagoon.
Brooke Shields.
It's Brooke Shields' birthday.
Shut up.
Does anyone even know who the guy was in the Blue Lagoon?
No.
Okay, see?
I was just guessing, too. I didn't even know she was in Blue Lagoon.
Yep.
That's awesome.
44.
Leah Thompson's in her 50s. She was in Gene commercials in the 80s.
Wasn't Brooke Shields also in Friends, like a few episodes of Friends? Like, wasn't she the one that dated Chandler
for a
while?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I was thinking Elle McPherson.
I think
she was the supermodel that lived with Joey or something.
No.
No. Totally different.
Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields was in Suddenly Susan.
44.
44? 48.
She's 48.
Stop it!
I've been with you all morning. You know I haven't even looked at Interprep.
I can't catch up with this.
I didn't even... Yes, you can't.
Woo!
But that's okay. I'm going to help you now.
No, don't even.
Yeah.
I don't want
you. I'm going to root for the underdog. That's you. Because it's 3-0.
Oh, all right. We'll stay in the 80s.
It is Reverend Run's birthday. It is
Steven Tyler. Steven.
Joe Perry's Steven, birthday.
What's his name?
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
It's not Steven Tyler and Joe Perry's birthday or Reverend Run?
Uh-uh.
Well, then whose birthday is it?
The other guy from Aerosmith.
Oh, crap. We don't know his name.
Steven Tyler, no,
you're
Joe
on the
Perry.
Wrong, you're on the wrong band.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of Walk This Way.
Yeah, me too. Mick Jagger.
Oh, from the 80s?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, here. Let me help you out.
It's, oh, wait, I said it's Reverend Run's birthday.
What's his name?
Rev Run. Oh, so then it's not Rev Run's birthday. It's the other dude with the glasses' birthday.
There's the dude who talks like this. He's like, hey, man, I'm talking like this, and I got the glasses.
What is his name?
Daryl McDaniel's birthday.
Daryl McDaniel!
Ah! Yeah, okay, well. All right, so birthday?
Dude, it's DMC's birthday. Daryl McDaniel.
Yeah. Is that DMD?
Oh, no, Mick, the MC. Right?
Run DMC, Daryl McDaniel.
Daryl McDaniel, yeah, DMC.
Technically DMD.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Stress me out, bro. All right. Okay, Rev Run, he's had that TV show.
50. He's 50.
Man. Can we just listen to Run DMC? Because that was awesome. If Chris Elliott's 53, I'm going to say 55.
49.
Oh, wow. You are so close. You're going to get one.
I don't want to get one. I want to get four.
It starts with one. Okay.
Okay, from Horrible Bosses.
Jennifer Aniston.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell's birthday.
Aww.
Man, you didn't even let me get to In Bruges.
Oh, sorry. He's my lookalike.
Which no one should watch, by the way.
Everybody always says, hey, you, that one guy. And then I try and talk like him, and it doesn't work out.
Minority
I'm glad
report.
You don't talk like him, actually.
No, yeah, me too, because the FCC would have fired me a long time ago.
Yep, exactly.
I would have been locked up.
How old is he? He's got to be in his 40s, right?
I was going to say 34.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 42.
What did you say, Steve-O?
34.
Oh, he's 37.
Ah! I tried! Come on! I'm trying to guess first so that you get a better guess.
I know who Colin Farrell is.
Yeah, I know you know. Older. There's no way. Come on.
Oh, okay.
What else was he in? The Rookie?
Minority Report.
Minority Report, yeah.
That oh, Minority Report.
Phone Booth.
Fright Night.
Phone Booth was
Fright Night,
here.
Which was, yeah. I saw it. Did you even see it?
No.
You should see it.
No.
You should see it.
Everybody who's a grown-up who saw the original told me how awful it was. It's, I was going to say Willie Nelson. It's Clint Eastwood's birthday.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that guy's like 82.
83.
83?
He is 83.
Yeah, see, yo, good. I'm glad you got one. I'm proud of you.
How many more birthdays are there left?
You got to party in this moment.
No, I want any to get three more.
Okay, fine. All right.
Okay. All right. So we are on to inanimate objects.
No!
Yeah, we are.
You're lying.
She could get this.
You're lying, Steve-er.
On this date in 1943, comic book guy.
Superman.
You said I could get
Spider-Man.
This or she could get this?
Comic book guy.
In the
40s. Debuted on the Mutual Radio Network, actually, with characters like Betty, Veronica,
Archie.
Yeah.
Archie, Jughead.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you lost me when you said comic books.
Well, it was the comic strip. It was the comic strip.
Archie
and Archie Andrews was the comic strip.
I remember when I was a kid and my mother came home wanting to be sweet. She had bought me comics, and it was Archie.
Like, no.
So I'm like, Mom, what the crap is this?
That's bubblegum comic books.
Mom, who reads this, Mom?
Your mom loves you.
Mom! Yeah, fail. Okay, that's it? Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. All right.
This is the worst thing ever.
Last day of May. And right around the corner, we got Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining us. It is Fun Joke Friday. Get him in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Reliant K. Don't blink. And stuff.
Oops. Hey.
You all right?
Yeah,
is that working?
I forgot to.
It's just loud.
Oh, was it?
It
was is it still loud?
Is it still loud?
It's good now. I switched. It's
remember
it's
yesterday little... when we were like, these aren't loud enough.
Yeah.
We turned them up.
This is, it's still a little loud. But
is it?
Yeah. But okay. I have sensitive hearing.
Yes, you do. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us in studio. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
It's good to be here, even though my eardrums are bleeding. No, it's good. It's good.
Hey, it's okay. Fun Joke Friday, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
That better?
Yeah.
That's better?
No, it's the same.
Is that better?
I can't tell. No, that was good.
All right,
good. Yeah, it's perfect. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you for taking care of my headphones in the middle
you know,
of the show.
I'm just saying, we care about you.
You're looking out for me.
Be
that's
not
awesome.
Sure.
You know what I care about?
Huh?
Fun Joke Friday.
Of course you do.
Some people are wise, and some otherwise. Thanks, Thebes.
Man,
he has like proverb.
I like that.
He's just
proverb
punny.
Bombs.
Yeah.
They're bombs.
They're not
proverbs.
No, those actually, I don't know
they're
if you like, know. They're not real.
They're
Thebes. Thieberbs?
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's, I'll be here all day.
They're broverbs.
The broverbs? No.
Yeah, instead of proverbs.
No,
bro-verbs.
I like my Thieberbs. Stop making up something better.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, what are you? You beat her down on
they're
the birthday bro-verbs. Thing. Four to one.
Well, you know, I'm trying to teach her the ways. You know, like with those lessons come harsh realities sometimes.
Life
that
is hard.
I'm just funnier.
There you
so.
Go.
Hey guys,
it's okay.
What does a cat like to eat on a hot summer's day?
Something about a hot tin roof. I don't know.
A ice cream cone.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
What does a ninja drink?
What?
Whatcha?
I wish everybody could have
good.
Seen that on the
yeah,
webcam.
Exactly.
The action was just as funny as the joke
that
was.
That was the best part. Wow.
Okay, I'm done.
That's awesome. It?
Well, I have a bunch more, but
all
I'm
right.
going to leave them.
It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And I'm excited. It's weird that it's already Friday. Because
no.
I know. I'm telling you, I thought it was just Tuesday. But
well,
I guess not.
You know, we didn't have anything on Monday.
Yeah.
So
what'd you do for Memorial Day weekend there, Sam Swan?
Let's see. On Friday, I hurt my back helping my son.
Oh, man.
Moving into his house. Hey, they
stupid
have a house.
Kids,
you know, they're getting
man.
Married. I know. They're getting married, so he moved out of the house again and moved into the house that they're going to move into when
fine.
They get married. And so I was in a trailer that's a little shorter than me anyway, and I've had my knees bent. I'm doing like I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm a wise mover. And I'm stepping off the trailer with the dresser in my hand. And I don't have a bad lower back anyway. And it went out. So for like two days of Memorial Day weekend, I'm laying and sitting.
But at least you had an excuse. So
at least I had a great excuse.
Like,
that's right.
Honey, you yeah. should hang this.
And she's
honey,
like,
you
she was,
do this
she was
house.
Like the ibuprofen
yeah.
boss.
Queen.
Yeah, because she's like, it's time. It's 4 hours. Take your
that's me. That's
four
me.
Hours.
Anytime someone's like, I have a headache, I'm like, be right back. Be right
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah.
Got this.
Yeah.
And
taking care
so
of me.
Much ibuprofen.
So then by Sunday, I had to preach Sunday morning. So by Sunday morning, the transition was hard, you know, getting
right.
up from sitting
yeah.
down or getting back down.
But on the third day, you rose.
On the third day, I rose.
Thank you.
And I got to preach where Ryan's the worship pastor.
That's
so,
nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. So it was cool to see him in his element. He's only been there like, I think that was his third week on
Sunday. Oh, that's
set.
Right. So you're in Moriarty.
I was at Moriarty.
Nice.
It was the First Baptist Moriarty. And got to, you know, to see him do his thing.
Yeah.
I've done stuff with him before, but not where he's
right.
on staff. So it was just cool to watch. And the people love him. And they're embracing Samantha. And it was just cool. So I got to preach, and it was fine.
Nice. There
you then
go.
Monday, we cooked on the grill. You got to cook on the grill on yeah. Memorial Day.
Yeah, you're
so
supposed
we,
to.
We cooked some jumbo hot dogs.
Nice.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I definitely had three hot dogs that day.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Three.
It was awesome.
Beautiful.
I've never enjoyed sauerkraut. I always want to.
What?
It's, on a hot dog, it's tremendous.
Well, on a brat, it's even better.
That's true. That's
on
true.
A brat is where it's really
I want that right now. That
be.
Sounds amazing.
Okay.
Stever?
I would eat it out of the can.
I would,
yes,
too.
I would, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like
I don't know what that
means. I love
even,
sauerkraut.
What does it taste like?
Like it's sauerkraut.
Yeah, it tastes.
It's like kraut that's sour.
Yeah,
is it sour for real?
Yeah.
It can be.
What is kraut?
you know, cabbage.
I think it's...
It's not spelled like
I
that
I think it's,
either.
It's K-R-A-U-T. It's a German word.
But sour is like S-A-U-E-R.
They grab like this cabbage and they put it through a paper shredder into vinegar. Yeah.
And they...
That's exactly what
they
it is.
They cure it for like 17 years.
It's so good. Oh, man.
My favorite thing at the ballpark.
I could eat a brat right now,
dude.
With like the mustard and... Oh,
we have jumbo. I have a couple left at the house, even. Jumbo Hebrew National. Because, you know, they answer to a higher power. Hebrew National hot dogs.
Right.
And,
that sounds amazing.
With sauerkraut. Great. And at the Isotopes, my favorite food stand at the Isotopes Park is the... I don't know if this is free advertising for them, but...
Then you can't say it.
I can't.
No,
but
no,
I just
no,
did
can.
Already. The Hebrew National stand.
They have a Hebrew National stand?
Yes. It's one of the carts. It's not one of the permanent ones, and it's right along the first base side, foot long. Sauerkraut.
Here's what I can't take, so I'm glad that they still have the traditional things, because you go to different ballparks around the country and they all serve different things. It throws me for a loop. We were in, I think it was the Rockies, and they had like sushi in Denver.
What?
I'm like,
why would they do that?
What?
Who goes to a ballpark?
Why would you do that? Yeah. So I was standing outside of like the sushi stand judging all of them.
Oh, way to go.
You are not a baseball fan!
That's right.
Get out of that line and go get a hot dog!
Okay, the only reason I love going to baseball games because obviously I don't understand the game of baseball. I love going because I love getting a drink and a hot dog.
Yeah. That's the ballpark experience. And then you got to get some peanuts.
Which is interesting,
or some flower
seeds. If I'm singing the Cracker Jack song, then I have to get.
Which is weird because I'm pretty sure my kids have had Little League all year and you've been saying I'm going to go to a game. Blah, blah, blah,
fine, I'll
blah,
go.
Blah,
blah. I'll go.
Playoffs start Tuesday. Jack's playing the Dodgers. Yep. A's Dodgers this Tuesday.
Man.
Round one.
All right.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
My baseball moment.
Yep.
I think I've told you this, Steve-O, but another kosher brand that they serve in Chicago at Comiskey Park or cellular.
Is that a major league? Is that a major league?
Yeah, it's American League. I know you used to because of the Cubs, but
it was until they got throttled this week by the Cubbies.
The Cubbies stick it to the Southsiders.
Oh, man. So anyway.
I've been smiling.
Back in the early 90s, I think it was, in the new Comiskey, I got, you know, my boys on either side of me. We're all eating kosher dogs. And Frank Thomas and George Bell hit back-to-back home runs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that had to be.
That's a great baseball moment.
That's tough to beat. Except I was at the World Series for my honeymoon.
Oh my gosh.
In the bottom of the eighth inning, Tim Salmon, my favorite baseball player, crushed a two-run shot to go ahead.
Yeah.
And the Angels won their first ever World Series game in the history of the team, and I was present for that.
Yeah.
But yours is still good. You know, the big hurt's cool there, Steve.
That would have been a cool baseball moment.
You hurt his feelings.
I know where he's going.
My cool baseball moment is when I, for my 40th birthday, the church I was on staff sent me to Wrigley for my birthday.
No way!
So I got to see the Cubs and the Cardinals.
That's cool.
Play baseball at Wrigley Field.
I'm sure the Cardinals throttled them.
Oh, no. No.
What does that mean?
Throttled means beat
badly. Just beat them very badly.
Oh. But here's what happened.
Okay.
See, this was
this Maguire Sosa days?
No, this was 2003.
Oh, okay.
2003.
Okay.
Which is when
saw Pujols.
They went to the... That was when they were five outs away from the World Series. So it was a magical season anyway.
Right.
It was in September.
Moises Alou.
Five-game series against the Cardinals. We were at game three.
Nice.
So we're watching, and I'm sitting in about the fourth inning. The Cubs were down. They were losing 6-0.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I came all the way to Chicago from Las Cruces. I was living in Las Cruces. From Las Cruces to Chicago, sitting in Wrigley Field to watch the Cubs lose. And then I went, wait a minute. I came all the way to Chicago,
right.
And I'm sitting in Wrigley Field.
Right.
Who cares what happens to the game? But I did care. And then slowly the Cubs whittled away, and they won the game
on a
called strike three for Jim Edmonds.
Wow.
Called strike three. Check
Long
swing.
Time center
check
fielder
swing.
For
yeah, that's
the California
right.
Angels.
That's right. And he was playing for the Cardinals at that time. And I was screaming. I was talking on the phone to a friend of mine who lived in Cruces who was a big Cardinal fan. So I was giving him play-by-play, of
course.
That's
awesome.
Of course I was giving him play-by-play.
Of course you were.
It was just a magic. It was more fun than anybody should be allowed to have.
Magical
awesome.
Summer memories.
Yes. Yes.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. This is a good one. Static.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I tried to call in earlier. My phone died.
Oh,
that's
no.
Not good. Dead phone.
You're supposed to charge it at night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I have two Clint Eastwood facts for you.
Oh, we want to hear them.
All right, here we are. Chuck Norris may be able to gargle peanut butter, but Clint Eastwood can gargle concrete.
Oh. You know, it's his birthday today.
Clint Eastwood, yeah.
It's Clint Eastwood's birthday.
Wait,
he's 83 years old. Come on.
Well, I'm going to have to write a birthday joke then for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, wait, and then here's the second one I got for you guys.
Second one, here's the second fact.
All right. Whenever Clint Eastwood sweats, they take a rag, sop it up, wring it out, and then they sell it as Red Bull.
Oh, that's pretty good, too.
Yep.
That's
really good.
I'll call back whenever I have the birthday one ready.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll talk to you soon, Clint Eastwood.
It's not him.
No, I know. Static.
Hey, Addy.
Hey!
Oh. I have a joke for you.
I can't wait to hear it.
What do you call Chewbacca with candy stuck in his fur?
What?
A chocolate chip Wookiee.
Yep. That's my kid.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Does Luke have a joke?
Of course he does.
Of course he does. Why did I even ask?
What kind of a question is that?
I know.
Golly, Dad.
Man.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, kiddo.
I have a joke.
I want to hear it.
Why did the coach go to the bank?
Why did the coach go to the bank? Why?
He needed his quarterback.
That's a good one. Okay, Luke, before you go, last night I had to go do Shock Therapy Live. Luke had a baseball game, and he tried so hard to stay awake for when Daddy got home because he had something very important to tell me. And I got home, and you were asleep, and I tried to wake you up because Mama said you had something special to tell me, and she didn't tell me what it was. What did you want to tell me?
I got the game ball.
You got the game ball? Oh,
yep.
Man.
That's so cool.
Right on.
Did you have a good game?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like you did. You got the game ball. That's your second game ball.
I know.
Wow.
Man.
All right.
That's awesome.
Love it. Go Phillies. He plays for the Phillies.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I can root for those Phillies.
Yeah, I do. I've cheered for all sorts of teams.
Yeah.
I even had to cheer for the Yankees one time.
It
was hard, but I did it because my son was playing.
I love you, kiddo.
Love you too, Daddy.
I'm proud of you, man. That's awesome that you got the game ball again. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye. It grew up so fast.
The game ball.
Game ball. That's the second one. Dude.
How do you get the game ball? They give it to you? Or
be awesome?
Really?
Dude, a couple games ago, he didn't, and I was like, hey, bro, 4-for-4 with a pair of doubles. I'm pretty sure that's game ball worthy.
Yeah.
I'm that dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, coach, I don't know if you noticed, 4-for-4, 2 doubles. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that. He was the first guy to score in the game. Yeah.
I know we don't get a vote in this, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying out loud that I think that, I was watching the stats, and nobody else did what my son did.
I'm keeping a book, four for four.
That's
so
right. It's not even the official book. You know. I just like keep a score. I'm going to do it anyway.
Batting 1,000, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that.
I never got the game ball when I was playing. I was always the one that had to hand the game ball to the kid who earned the game ball. Hey, Sam, go give that to the star player over there.
And the game ball today, Sam, could you go hand that to...
Exactly. That's exactly how it was.
Static.
Traumatic. Hey, guys, what up?
Yo, what up?
All right, here we have the birthday fact.
The birthday fact.
All right, so Clint Eastwood doesn't go shopping for cakes. On his birthday, cakes come from all around the world and line up at his back door, but only one chosen.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That was fast, too.
Thank you.
Quick.
It was good.
You know, Google is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Unless he's making those up.
Oh, he's making those up.
Those are good, man.
It's Clint Eastwood's birthday, and it's going to be our birthday. Coming up Friday, June 14th, our birthday bash with House of Heroes and Come Wind. Tickets are available right now at mystaticradio.com. Get to them!
There is construction work, I-40 West between Highway 14, that's Exit 175, and Highway 33, Exit 170. There is Median Landscaping, Southern at Eubank, and more construction work, Construction work, it's usually right lane close, I was about to say it. Alameda, between San Pedro and I-25. That's the service road.
Okay.
And two lanes are closed. Candelaria between I-25, University, and Carlisle. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining us.
Here I am.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
It is.
You can get him in right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Hey, why did the pony need a cough drop?
Why?
Because he was a little horse.
Oh, man.
What?
Yep.
Hey.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, that's it.
7:36. Happy Friday, everybody. Steve-O Mitch hanging out with you. And in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It is Friday. It is finally here.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Yes. We're just so happy.
Yes, we are.
You got some fun jokes for us?
Yeah.
Yeah? Probably. It's Friday. Friday.
Friday. Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of birds always stick together?
What kind?
Velcros.
Oh, man. I'm not going to give that the rim shot.
Please give me the rim shot. Thank you.
Velcros.
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 That was terrible. Oh.
The man who fell into an upholstery machine is now fully recovered.
Oh, my.
That was Thebes, huh?
This is also from Thebes, and it's more like you need to read it, but whenever I see a broken elevator, I tend to stare. S-T-A-I-R, stare. Yes. I tend to stare.
Walk the stairs.
Oh, okay.
It's really not that funny when you have to explain it.
What kind of ship never breaks?
What?
Friendship.
Oh.
That's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true, actually.
I've had some friendships that
me
sunk
too.
Fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Worse than the Titanic.
Oh, faster or worse?
Kind of like, well, both.
Both?
Yeah, and
that
I kind of, I got to be honest,
kidding,
I was the one who let Jack go that time.
Oh.
On some of those friendships.
I have a fact.
All right.
Thebes. It's a fact. Taller people sleep longer.
Oh,
I wish that were true.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
It is. Get your joke in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I'm tall. I'm not sleeping very long right now.
Yeah.
You know, when you get a certain age, and I don't know what that age is, because it just started happening to me. I wake up at 4 o'clock.
I know why.
Just randomly.
Why?
I've seen all the commercials for it. It's that infantile bladder syndrome.
IBS.
What is it called? Yes, infantile bladder syndrome.
Not it. It's irritable bowel syndrome.
Where you have the bladder
syndrome.
Of an infant.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that a going problem or a growing problem?
Yes. Exactly.
We don't know.
Exactly.
No, I don't. I just wake up. I don't have to get up.
Uh-huh.
I wish that was my problem.
Walk urgently to the facilities.
Are you starting to eat like brand cereal and read the newspaper?
I've been doing that since I was 30.
No.
Brand cereal?
Yeah. Raisin bran.
High in fiber.
High in fiber.
What else? Half a grapefruit and your newspaper.
No, okay. I don't read
the
newspaper.
You don't read the newspaper?
No, it's too deep for me. I'm a youth guy. What do you want from me? Go ahead, sorry.
My hatred for grapefruit started when I was really young because my grandma, I don't like grapefruit, would serve me grapefruit and a spoon. I'd be like, what do I do with this, Grandma?
Oh,
she'd say, eat
boo.
It. And I'd be like, nope, I'm not hungry. Thank you.
I would rock like... you gotta get tons of like sugar
on top.
No, there was no
and
sugar.
Then,
did you have that special? Did you have that special two-sided serrated knife that you cut each one of the little pieces out,
dude?
And then they came out with spoons that had that, so you could just scoop it right out.
Grapefruit.
And then I decided, you know,
person.
Hey, I don't have to eat it at breakfast.
You can eat it whenever you want.
I can just peel it and just eat it like a giant orange.
When you become a grown-up and you realize I can have cake at 10 a.m. if I want.
And nobody can stop me.
You can tell me no.
I remember when I moved out, I was 18. I was like, I can eat this whenever I want. My mom cannot tell me to
wait.
That's
right. That's right.
Wow.
And won't say anything about don't spoil your dinner.
Exactly.
Listen, if I knew what we were having for... I know what we're having for dinner, and that's exactly why I'm spoiling it. I do not want to eat liver and onions, Mom. Yeah. Please.
So it's Fun Joke Friday. I have fun stuff. I have serious stuff. I'm going to stick with the fun stuff, I think.
Okay.
We have games today. We actually have half-pound bags of espresso roast from Solomon's Porch that we're going to be giving away.
How about to this person?
Yeah. To this person? No. You got to play a game.
Well, yeah.
This person's probably going to tell a joke.
Ugh.
Static!
How dare they?
I have a joke for Fun Drop Friday.
Okay. Boom. Let's hear it.
Why did the math book see the doctor?
Why?
Why?
Because it had problems.
I love your delivery.
That was very good.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye.
Amazing.
Because he had problems.
Because he had problems.
I love it.
I'm going to guess the sound of that voice is about 8.
Yeah.
7 or 8.
7, yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Do you play games? Are you like a board game kind of guy?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about being old.
Yeah.
I love board games. That is not an old thing.
Here's something. We are on the educational band, and, you know, that we like to educate people.
Absolutely.
I read this article yesterday, and it threw me for a loop. And since then, I felt it was my responsibility to educate the people on this little game we like to call Monopoly.
Oh. I know Monopoly.
Quite possibly the most overlooked and ignored rule in playing Monopoly. And I was like dumbfounded when I read this because I've played Monopoly since I was a kid.
Okay.
And this is a rule I've never known.
Really?
Are you ready for your mind to be blown possibly?
Yes. Let me hear.
Because if you know this rule, I'm going to be kind of mad.
Okay.
Because apparently my mom lied to me growing up and taught me the incorrect way to play Monopoly. It's one of the oldest board games.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody's played or at least a round of Monopoly.
Yeah.
But I was reading this article, and it's the number one most overlooked rule when playing Monopoly. And it's one that you should never ignore. Check this out. Whenever you land on an unowned property, right?
Dunk, dunk, dunk. Right, right.
What are the options?
You could buy it.
You can buy
okay.
the property.
What happens if somebody lands on a property and they decide they don't want to buy it?
You just move on.
Oh! That's not the rule!
What's the rule?
This is not the rule! I'm like freaking out here!
Oh my god.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Maybe I'm not.
Whenever you land on an unowned property, you may buy the property from the bank at its printed price. You receive the title deed card showing ownership, place it face up in front of you, right?
Right.
Here is the next line in the Monopoly official rules. If you do not wish to buy the property, the banker then sells it at auction to the highest bidder.
What? That's why this game lasts forever, is because we don't know that rule.
Yeah! Mind blown!
Yes. Let's go play Monopoly. This will
end so bad. One of the basic rules of Monopoly.
Because I thought that was an option.
No.
That's another option.
No. Nope.
In other words, I can buy, I landed on an unowned property, I can buy it, or it can be auctioned.
Rules are rules, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. Does the rule say it's not an option, or is that the next step is it has to be auctioned by the bank?
It has to be auctioned by the bank. If you do not wish to buy it, the banker then sells it at auction to the highest bidder. The buyer pays the bank the amount of the bid in cash, receives the title deed card for the property. Any player, including the one who declined the option to buy it at the printed price, may bid.
Which could be a bargain.
Bidding may start at any price. It is the most often ignored rule, and it livens up the game's pace because it's dreadfully slow.
Yeah, yeah.
It adds a strategic element to the game that most people just, you know, figure is luck of the die.
I'm going to go play Monopoly.
Let's do it. I have a Chicago Cubs version of Monopoly.
Wow. They just came out with a new Monopoly token. Instead of the iron, it's like a cat now.
Oh, that's right. They changed. Because I saw this big old thing. They had the big reveal on the Today Show
exactly.
or something like that.
But
and
you
a
know,
cat?
I know. But I think it's because people were getting mad at the iron. Like, that's like, I don't know, old school.
Well,
but you know what? Everyone's
the
still...
The iron is old school?
I don't know. Because it's like a woman. I don't know.
Because it's
feminist,
like a woman?
What about the thimble?
What are you saying?
What about the thimble?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
The iron is old school and feminist.
Yeah.
So they put a cat. Wow.
You heard it here first, folks.
I need to lie down.
But you know what?
Are you kidding me? That's your logic?
I didn't know.
I think she's just asking the question.
Why would they? Why
if
would
anything,
they...
I'd rather have an iron than a cat because an iron will keep your clothes nice and like awesome.
Absolutely.
And a
okay.
cat just gets cat hair all over everything and ruins your life.
Yeah.
That's okay because guess what? You're still forever going to play with an iron. Like you're going to play a little Monopoly game with an iron because no one is going to go out and buy the new one.
I was always the Scotty dog.
That's right.
Oh.
The Scotty dog or the race car?
I either wanted to be the race car or the iron.
Really?
Yeah, because in case there was conflict, I want to be able to iron things out.
That was no.
On your
brain! No. There's nothing fun about that. There's nothing.
I didn't mean to press that on you.
Oh, no!
I can see you're getting steamed.
Oh, man!
I didn't mean to air your dirty laundry.
Oh, man.
I wish I could say I'm here all week, folks, but I'm not. I'm leaving.
You're here. Oh, man. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
You're on a roll.
That was just coming. I'm pumped. Really I'm ready good. For camp, man. Yeah, I'm ready for camp.
It is hard pressed to find talent like that.
Oh, my God. You basically just said that.
Oh, yes. That was fun.
That was good.
Yeah, I like it.
So you're going to be gone, sadly, in 2 weeks for our birthday bash.
Well, actually, here's the thing.
Because you might be able to be here. I might be able to be back.
Coming
we
back?
Talked about this last week. Well, I am coming back next two Fridays from now.
Okay.
Two minus two weeks.
Yeah, two weeks from today.
The camp ends at about noon.
You got to get back.
And so when we travel from the southern part of New Mexico back to Albuquerque.
This is your son's favorite band.
I know it is. It's possible. I mean, I will be back in town in time, but it just depends on how exhausted I am.
Get your tickets now for the birthday bash. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico will be there.
We will be there.
House of Heroes.
They'll be there.
Come Win.
They'll be there, too.
Pinatas.
And also us. We're still going to be there. And you. Yeah. You're going to be there. So yes. We have to get your ticket.
How do you get to take a swing at a pinata? Are you going to let people swing?
We'll see what happens.
Are there waivers? Safety? I mean, you know.
Waverly. Because Matt plays bass now for House of Heroes.
There you go.
So, Matt Lott, he's going to be here with us in studio actually hanging out.
That's going to be great.
So, I'm excited.
We have two pinatas.
Yeah.
And we are very excited about it.
Yes, we are. So, birthday bash going down 2 weeks from today. Tickets are only $15. Get them right now at mystaticradio.com. You do not want to miss out on this. House of Heroes, Come Win. We'll be there. Sam Swan will be there.
Yep.
At least Rhino will probably be there.
That's public pressure right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Ryan. I think Ryan is talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is like a
I don't know.
Band.
He moved out. I can't.
Yeah, this is true.
He's got a wedding to prepare for and pay for.
And
kids grow up.
Stuff. Okay.
My attitude is three down, two to go. That's what I'm looking at.
The birthday bash going down Friday, June 14th. Tickets available now at mystaticradio.com. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, some House of Heroes and more jokes. It's Fun Joke Friday. You can get them in right now. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Benjamin Dunn and friends. Like a tree.
Hey.
They're going to be making their way towards the Albuquerque area sometime in the near future.
Maybe. Possibly.
Be listening for that.
Yeah.
Steve and Mitch hanging out with you, and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico in studio with us.
Here I am.
Which means it's my favorite day of the week.
Woo!
Friday.
It is not, actually. I'm sorry. Friday's not my favorite day of the week. It's a good day.
It is a good day.
It's a great day.
Your favorite day is Monday.
Nope.
Wednesday.
Yep. Okay. Why was Monday my favorite day?
Because it means you get a whole week with me.
That's hilariously wrong.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Uh-huh.
Fun Joke Friday. That's what that was.
Fun Joke Friday.
Why is Wednesday your favorite day?
Wednesday was always my favorite day growing up because Wednesday, you know how like Fridays are movie days. That's when movies come out, big releases. Tuesday, that's when music comes out, new CDs come out. Wednesday is comic book day.
Oh, okay.
So every Wednesday, new comics come out.
Absolutely.
And so I'm still that nerdy kid that goes to the comic shop and, hey guys, did you read Amazing Spider-Man? Actually, it's the Superior Spider-Man right now.
Right, that's right.
Peter Parker's dead. So.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Our world is changing.
Our world has changed.
In a world where Peter Parker is no longer Spider-Man.
Oh, don't worry. He will be by next summer, I'm sure, when they release Amazing Spider-Man 2 at the movie theater and they want their comic book to coincide with the film that's out. He'll be back.
How many reboots can they have?
Hey! Come on.
I don't know. It's not a critical statement. It's
Andrew
just a question.
Andrew Garfield was fantastic.
Curious. I'm just curious.
That's Peter Parker.
Definitely.
All right, is that a comment towards maybe Man of Steel, which is coming out in 2 weeks?
I cannot wait.
I can't either.
Is it a different
totally
storyline? I'm confused. Or is it just a better story?
What do you mean different, better?
Okay.
Different, better, better, different.
Okay, Superman has come out like 17 times.
No.
On movies.
It's a slight exaggeration.
There was five Superman movies with Christopher Reeve. And then they tried to do Superman Returns with
what's his name?
Brandon Routh, yeah. And that was like meh. Okay,
that was okay.
Now I have to explain to my kids how Lois Lane isn't married to Superman, and yet there's a kid there that somehow has superpowers that's not the dad's kid because it's Superman's kid. That was a fun one to explain to my children.
I just let my wife do that. I took the easy
kids,
road out.
Well, kids, you see when... Nope, nothing. I got nothing,
no,
actually.
Go talk to your mom.
Yeah. Pray for Superman. He's in sin.
He's a sinner.
He's in super sin.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
Were there any more movies?
No!
Okay, so there are six Superman movies.
Yeah, but five of them were with Christopher Reeve, so those were all in the same vein. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It was like all one big...
Okay, that one, and then whatever, that other one. And then there's this one. Is it the same story as the five in that other one?
Well, I mean, it's a different take. It's kind of like, did you complain when Christian Bale came out and they did Batman Begins?
I still don't get it. How they're changing his life.
It's called storytelling.
See,
with the same person? At the same part of life?
See, I want to fight you.
See, Mitch, here. Mitch, I resonate a little bit with your dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
The dilemma. Because I'm the kind of person that likes it. I want the beginning, I want to know what's going on in the middle, and I want the end.
Right.
And even if it's a sequel or a series, then, you know, each one of those leads into the next story.
Right.
So even if there's 10 of them, there's still this
all
overarching...
All in the same universe.
All in the same universe, everything.
Right.
So anytime they come up with a new twist to it, it would kind of freak me out. Because I'm like, I don't know. Because like when I was in college and I wrote research papers, I have to sit down and write the whole thing in one shot.
Wow.
Because if I write the first six pages and I go back and reread, I will change everything.
right.
So I
different
have to
mindset,
do it. I have
different...
To, yeah, because I've had a couple hours to think about it or a couple days to think about it or, you know, whatever. So in storytelling, especially when it's a franchise type of a story like Superman or Batman or Spider-Man or any of those
They've
really
got
cool
too long
stories.
To think about it.
Well, either that or for me personally, I'm like, okay... This is the story of Spider-Man. This happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. Well, now, this kind of happened, so we're going to insert this, and that doesn't get rid of all that had previously existed. It's just a new take
A
new take on the whole.
Yeah.
So this whole reboot thing, and that's why I was asking the question, how many reboots can there be? I guess it's infinite because... Anytime somebody else who takes on the story starts to write a new story.
So I could write a new story.
You could write a new story, and we could be sitting in here talking about the reboot of Catwoman or whatever story you want to write.
Spider-Man
Why does it have to be a chick? Sexist. You Baptists.
I well, not all.
Apparently, just me. Wonder Woman.
Sorry. Okay. The Riddler.
Ant-Man.
You can. What if the Riddler was rehabbed? Went through rehabilitation and became a superhero.
And he wasn't so
kind of like Megamind. You know, Megamind started out as a bad guy, and then he ended up being a good guy.
Yeah.
Because just because you're a bad guy doesn't mean you're a bad guy.
This is true.
Right. See?
Fantastic movie.
I love that movie.
Man.
I'm gonna watch that before I leave for camp.
So
today.
Great. Fun Joke Friday. We are just kind of talking about nothing and everything.
Yeah,
reboots.
Really
yeah, 2 weeks. Man of Steel.
I can't wait, man.
I'm pretty excited. Static.
Yeah, so Michelle wasn't getting a conversation between Superman, so I figured I'd derail the conversation with a joke.
Okay. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, you ready for this one?
I don't know.
I'm a little afraid.
I told Michelle about this one, and I think this is a good one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what do they give Tickle Me Elmo before he leaves the factory?
What?
Two test tickles.
What? Thankfully, your phone got out. So.
Dry runs. Two dry runs of a tickle is what he said.
Two test.
Right. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
It just came to it. Oh,
it
man.
It makes the one that I was thinking about telling pretty tame.
Oh, my gosh. Why don't you tell your joke?
Should I tell it?
Go for it.
Go ahead, Sam Swan, from the Baptist Commission in New Mexico.
This may be the last joke I ever tell.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. What do you call a vegetarian with diarrhea?
What?
A salad shooter. Sorry. I apologize to anybody.
You can't apologize to me. immediately after you tell a joke,
well,
Sam Swan.
I just don't,
it
I don't
negates
have,
the joke.
I'm going to 2 weeks of camp. I don't have time to answer all the emails I made right. after that. Unless they send them to you. Send your emails to Steve-O
yes.
at mystaticradio.com.
There you go. You can do that, actually.
That might work, actually.
That might actually work.
Don't send them to me, please. Because I'll be ministering to teenagers at camp for 2 weeks.
There you go.
And I'll repent of my...
Studio@mystaticradio.com is the email address if you would like to send
it. Does it help
your...
to say that a pastor friend of mine told me that joke?
Did yeah,
that...
totally okay.
I should throw him
absolutely.
In the bus and say his name,
his
but I wouldn't
Derek
do that.
Mitchell. Yeah. How is Derek Mitchell? Good. What's he doing?
He's good. He went to seminary.
Okay.
And I actually haven't heard from him in a few months. So,
okay.
But his mother-in-law
okay.
Usually comes to camp
okay.
with their church down in Austin.
You tell his mother-in-law that she needs to tell her son-in-law that we love him.
I will. I will.
And by we, I mean me, because Mitch has no idea who we're talking about.
I zoned out.
He was only my best friend, you know,
oh, cool.
in the whole universe.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a good
from
guy.
From like third grade on.
What happened?
My first
have
friend.
A falling out?
Yeah, we had a falling out. Yeah. Oh. I led him to the Lord over Super Mario Brothers when we were like 7 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. He's Derek. He's
and
this...
now he's a pastor and he's amazing. So it's like my pass.
Yeah.
It's my get out of jail free card.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So when I get to heaven, I'll be like, yeah, but Derek Mitchell, he's an amazing pastor. I yeah. led him to the Lord yeah. over Super Mario Brothers when we were 7.
That's right.
Doesn't that count?
You sure. say I led him to the sure. Lord to the Lord?
Fun Joke Friday!
That's just...
I'm obviously joking.
Yes.
Send your hate mail to studio yes. at mystaticradio.com. Perfect. Oh, that's not it.
There is definitely construction work everywhere.
Yep.
On... Oh, you know, Unser and Sage, Unser and I-40, a right lane is closed over there. I-40 West between Highway 14 and Highway 33, there is construction work. And right lane is closed on Central at Louisiana. No accidents to report. Such a look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to be interviewing, we're going to be airing an interview with Joel Houston, the frontman of Hillsong United. They're making their way to Albuquerque on June 10th.
Yep.
And Celeste, our afternoon girl, had a chance to catch up with Joel yesterday.
That's right.
From Australia.
Australia.
Aye, all right.
Good day, mate.
Good day.
Good day.
Ah, worship.
Kangaroos.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. So we'll air that coming
koala.
Up.
Koala bear.
Koala. Coming up at 8:30. Can we please get through a sentence without
Australia.
It?
Australia.
So compass. Apparently not. Apparently not. All right.
You started it.
I really did.
And it's our job to follow the leader. You're driving. You're
it's
driving,
true.
So we're following.
Where's the long
Besides,
for ride?
You, you led Derek Mitchell to the Lord over
I did.
Mario Kart.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Mario Kart wasn't even invented yet.
Oh.
Mario Brothers.
Insane.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Back in the day.
Did I say Mario Kart?
Yeah.
I misquoted you. I apologize.
Switchfoot, the Warren side. Static Radio, good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch with you, and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in Mexico.
Yes. Here I am.
Getting ready to say, peace out.
That's right.
Bow.
That's right.
So, what can we do for you in the next few weeks? I know prayer, obviously, you're going to be out on the trail.
Campsite.
Blazing,
campsite.
Blazing the trails.
Yeah.
Bro.
We're going to, I've got the first 2 weeks of June, two camps down in the southern part of our state. And it's the same camp, just, you know, different weeks. And then the last week of June, we run the same program at a camp that's up here closer to Albuquerque. The one down south is called Civils Baptist Camp, and this one up here is called Inlow Baptist Camp.
Okay.
And so all told, we'll have probably about 750 students between all 3 weeks, and a bunch of churches from across the state of New Mexico that are participating in that. We've even got a couple of churches from, like, West Texas who...
Wow.
Because our camp is a little more affordable
to
some... Yeah, somewhere near Lubbock, I think. And so really, prayer, first of all, that God would just move in a mighty way in the lives of the students and the adults that are attending the camp, and that the students who don't know Christ will come to know him during this week, and the students who are following Christ will ramp it up, and then those that are kind of, you know, riding the fence.
Yeah.
There's usually, at camp, there's usually three different kinds of kids. There's unsaved kids, there's kids who are riding the fence, and then there's really solid kids already.
Yeah.
So we want lost kids to be saved.
Yeah.
We want the fence riders to kind of to let God kind of shake them up a little bit, and them to realize they could be really following Jesus and not just a fan of his, you know, that kind of that kind of an idea. And then the third category, the students who are already pretty solid, it's just a great shot in the arm for them.
Yeah, and sharpen them. And
yeah, sharpen them, make them even better than they are. And so we're just looking forward to 3 great weeks of camp. I've got 3 different speakers each time, but we have the same worship team. In fact, Gozier is doing Gozier's doing our worship, so I get to hang out with
those. That's right.
That's
I knew
a great
that because we were losing our drummer.
Oh, yeah. He's doing it.
So you're welcome.
So thanks very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to hanging out with them, and the speakers I got coming in are great, and they're great with students and they communicate well. And I still think camp, youth camp, is a very effective way to put the students in a place where they'll listen.
Yeah.
Not that they don't listen at all any other time, but they're away from all the distractions. Because at our camps, they're so remote, there's not even cell service. So I don't even have to fight the battle of, give me all your cell phones.
Right.
Get off Instagram. Get off, you know. I don't have to worry about that.
That's cool.
The youth leaders don't have to worry about that. We just they try to turn them on. The first day, the kids who've never been there before, they're walking around going, there's no, you know, they're standing on 1 foot and holding the phone up in the air and doing all that kind of stuff. I'm like, sorry.
Welcome.
But they're totally out of distraction, and they're put in a place where they can listen.
Fantastic.
And they make good friends. And what I love about our camp, since it's, you know, 98% New Mexico students, is a kid from Albuquerque is in a small group with a kid from Las Cruces. And then when they see each other at a band festival or a football game or a basketball game or whatever else that they might get together during the school year, they go, oh, you were in my cluster group at camp. And because of Facebook and all that stuff, they stay in touch anyway. So it's just really kind of a cool, I call it like a statewide camaraderie that they continue to build, and community that they build with themselves. So not only their own youth group community, but the kind of a statewide community. It's really kind of a sweet thing from a youth pastor's perspective to watch all that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I love it.
Yeah, get to hang out with the cool adults that bring them to. So it's going to be 3 great weeks. So if you guys would just pray for us and pray that God will have his way and pray that I won't lose my mind and freak out as a camp director. I kind of worry about stuff. And, you know, I know it's all going to work out. Everything's going to be fine. But I'd like things to go well.
Absolutely.
And sometimes even if they don't go according to what I thought they were going to go, they're still going to go well because God's in charge.
So. Amen.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'll miss you guys the next couple of weeks.
I know. I'll miss you too, man. Sure. So hopefully back in time for the birthday bash.
Hope so.
Friday night.
Yeah.
June 14th.
When I get to town, I'll text you and let you know
if
I'm awake or not.
There it is. Be praying for Sam Swan.
Appreciate it.
And everybody out at the camps, weeks and weeks, the leadership, the kiddos. That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
It's going to be great, man.
I'm stoked.
Thanks.
Another reason why, if you got nothing going on this summer, find out what your church is doing. Find out where they're going. I know, Mitch, you're going to Puerto Vallarta. I know it's closed. People can't go.
They still have a surf camp.
Yeah, I was just about to say, last night at Renovate, they were talking about surf camp, getting out there for that. That's at the end of June. You can find details at renovateabq.org for surf camp, which I was pretty stoked about that, actually.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
I was kind of thinking about whether or not I was going to go.
It's at the end of this month.
It is.
Can't go.
Why not?
Because I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's not June yet.
My husband, it's at the end of June. That's right. It's not the end of this month. Sorry.
That's why I said, it's at the end of June.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Today's the last day of May.
Today's the last day of May. So there you go. All right. As promised, our dear friend Celeste, she's on every day from 2 to 6 p.m. She does a great job with afternoons.
She does.
And she had a chance to catch up with one of her absolute favorite artists in the universe, Joel Houston, frontman of Hillsong United. And I wanted to air this interview. They will be here June 10th. You can find details on that at mystaticradio.com. But before we do that, Sam Swan, thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for hanging out.
You bet, man. I love coming to Static Radio and hanging out with you guys. It's such a blast. It is.
Yeah. So we'll see you in a couple weeks, buddy.
Bye, man.
All right. As promised, Joel Houston from Hillsong United caught up with Celeste yesterday and see what's going on in the world of Australia and worship and awesomeness. Without further ado, Joel Houston from Hillsong United and our own Celeste right here, Static Radio. Come wind, The song is Rend Your Heart. Those guys will be here 2 weeks from today for our birthday bash going down at the Lobo Theater.
That's right. You can't sing that on air.
Oh, yeah, you can, huh?
Nope.
I didn't really sing, so.
This is why. Paul Bishop joining us, by the way. We'll be talking about your parenting class coming up in T-minus 17 seconds. But first, a lesson in life. Did you know this is why restaurants can't sing that? That's why they make up their own songs at restaurants. Because Michael Jackson seriously purchased the rights to Happy Birthday.
And if you don't dance like him, you can't sing like him.
Pretty much.
But really, that's why they, instead of paying royalties to MJ, they decided they just make up their own birthday songs.
Cool.
Interesting stuff.
Thank you for sharing that.
Hey, you know, I don't know who owns it now. Maybe it reverted back to Paul McCartney, who bought everything else back from the Beatles library. So after MJ left us. Anyways, moving on to way more important things. Paul Bishop, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Good morning.
It's your first time hanging out with us, and yet you're here every day.
I am here.
And we talk about baseball pretty much every day, fellow California
Not
Angels
lately
fan.
Lately, we haven't been talking about baseball.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's I don't want to, when we are on hot streaks, I almost don't want to like brag and talk, because then I get nervous that I'm gonna be the one that jinxes
it.
Yeah,
you were the one that stopped the 8 in the row streak.
I did, because I'm like, oh, the Dodgers, we got this. Wait, we lost? Why did we just lose that game? Yeah, two-hitter Ryu pitching against us. So
it was probably because the Dodgers had better parenting classes for their folks growing up. Nice segue, huh?
I like that. So you actually are in charge of, man, one of the more, I shouldn't say one of the more important. There are a lot of great ministries on this campus. However, as a parent myself, parenting's very difficult. There is a lot of stuff that people can tell you, a lot of things people can throw at you. I remember before my first son, everyone and their mother had advice. Literally, everyone and their mother.
Indeed.
Had advice.
We've all had parents.
Oh, okay, here you go. Just remember this and you're going to be okay. Just do this. If you just do this, if you just say that, if you just do this. And it still did not prepare me nearly enough for my first child. You know, three sons into it now. But man, you need to be equipped.
Indeed. Yeah.
Because, parenting is one of the more exciting aspects of life, and it's also one of the most challenging aspects of life.
Yeah.
And so you need that, equipping. And so you guys have a class here on Saturdays at Calvary Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about basic parenting.
Basic parenting. I get to talk. Wow.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Absolutely.
And now I don't know what to say. Parenting is one of those things, as you mentioned, that if you go in and you don't have a plan, you and your wife are coming at it from different directions.
Yeah.
Worst thing in the world that can happen to you is having a mixed mind. God wants us to be one flesh. For a number of reasons, one of those was for parenting. We want to have a unified effort here. Because you know what? Kids are the world's greatest negotiators.
Oh,
they will bounce back and forth between you like crazy.
Yeah.
So what we try to do in the parenting class is, number one, encourage parents.
Yeah.
The first question I ask, how many of you feel like you're not the best parents for your kids?
Hmm.
Every single hand goes up. And then I have to always explain, my God doesn't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
He gave your kids to you because you're going to be His instrument in their lives, because He's going to use you. And the fact that you're here taking the parenting class just proves that point to me.
Right.
So by the time you come out of here, we're going to give you some tools. I'm not going to give you, unfortunately, I'm not Kevin Lehman. I love his stories. He's such a funny guy.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you go to his class, you'll get like three tips on three different things that can happen. When you walk out of the basic parenting class, you will have some tools that will help you. If you dive into it and read the notes that I'm going to send you after the class, you'll be able to address anything that your kids come up with.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's important. Man, I'll tell you what. I can't tell you how many curveballs have been thrown just in the last, you know, 10
Another
years.
Another baseball metaphor.
There you go.
Track,
huh?
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go. In the world of parenting, because it's crazy. And I love the idea of getting on the same page, because my wife and I were raised completely differently.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the product of a single parent, and you know, her parents still together.
Mm-hmm.
So even just simple little things like that, she was raised with a sister, so it was girls in the house. Mm-hmm. I'm you know, boys and girls, and dads treat girls differently than they treat sons, and we have all boys. I mean, just different aspects like that. Little things that you don't even think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, which, you know, I think basic parenting should be for anybody who's considering marriage, to be honest.
I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
Because I totally agree.
You never know, because you could be smitten and, oh man, this is so wonderful. But then you start talking about the basic parenting things that you would like to instill in your child, and it may not line up with what this person that you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Well, what we want to line up number one with the Word of God.
Amen.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
I was a children's pastor here for 4 years.
Yeah.
And unless it lines up with the Word of God, unless we have that foundation that we can share and talk about, we've got nothing. In fact, one of the things that I always wanted to do with the counseling was premarital counseling. Fine. You spend a month in the
basic
newborns,
yeah.
A month in toddlers,
that's...
and a month in 1-year-olds to see how you got together.
Right.
To see you guys how you interact with the kids, because you will see a totally different side of a person as you deal with that.
Yeah. Here, take this infant with a dirty diaper. Have at it. All right, let's see how they handle this one. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's very, very true. As if marriage in itself is not difficult enough,
mm-hmm.
you're throwing in another human being into this who is 100% solely dependent upon you for their survival. Yeah.
And you mentioned something earlier that I want to touch on real quickly. Is you mentioned you come from a single parent family.
Yeah.
This week is basic parenting.
Yeah.
The 1st of July, I'm doing a single parenting class.
Cool.
Total different dynamics.
Yeah.
I was a single parent for 8 years. It's hard work.
Right.
It is hard work. They have, my heart goes out to single parents
mm-hmm.
like no one else. And we give them some tips. We give them some pointers on how to make life easier. We actually have a whole 100-page resource book that I can give them for the county of Bernalillo, the city of Albuquerque, where they've got other resources they can hook into with the government. Because let's face it, times are tough and it's hard to make ends meet.
Right.
So we give them all those types of practical tips. And then I have a third class that's blending families. So you take families that have been torn apart, because that's the world we live in. We live in a fallen world.
Surprise.
And I was one of those who had to blend a family together. And it's another area. My heart is broken for this. I wasn't the world's greatest parent. But being in the children's ministry, reading like 100 books on parenting now, we use TED Trips.
Shepherding a Child's Heart.
Great book.
Yeah.
Great foundation to build from. But if you're out there, you have a desire to be a better parent, come to the basic parenting class. If you're a single parent, even if you're not a single parent and you want some additional tips, come to the single parenting class. And then the blending families class, it's another thing. If you're planning on getting married, if there's someone special in your life, or you're single and you think, God, the Lord has placed on my heart to get married again, come to that class.
Yeah.
It's going to be some real hard conversations. Mm-hmm. I don't pull
any
punches.
Which is great.
I don't pull any punches. Yeah. It's the Word of God, and I give you some real fair warning about what not to do and how to prepare your heart for that other person and how to prepare your kids for that other person too. So there's some great stuff that God's blessed me with that I want to share with others.
Right on, man. CalvaryABQ.org for details on it, but tomorrow, actually, 1 p.m. right here, the basic parenting class. 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sorry, I just saw the 1 p.m.
Cool.
at the end.
8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
To 1 p.m. So
basic hint, I actually get folks out probably by noon.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Right on. You're the cool teacher.
Yeah.
Love that. All right, cool. So you tell them till 1, and then they're like stoked.
Exactly.
You should start doing that with every class. Just no matter what, add an hour on to where they think, and then you'll always be the cool.
Exactly.
Good idea.
I love it. Basic parenting class, Paul Bishop.
They are free.
Awesome. Huge, huge ministry. And I can't tell you. Product of a single mom and as a parent now myself. I cannot imagine, because, man, just a few weeks ago, my wife had to, she had an appointment. She had to go somewhere. And I had Brody, our 6-month-old, by myself for like 3 hours. 3 hours. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. It's unreal. This is baby number 3. You'd think at this point I would have some knowledge.
Yeah, well, the other reason I'm here is Michelle and Kelly, you know.
Yeah.
One day they're going to need this class, so I just wanted to get in early on this.
Kids having kids, it's too soon, bro.
I was just as old as you.
That's
I'm
true,
just
actually.
As old as you
you're
right now
that's
when
true.
You had kids, and I don't have kids.
That's true.
But you
man,
were a
kid. When you have kids, man, you're like an old maid here.
I know.
Basic parenting class tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Details at calvaryabq.org. Paul, Thank you, man. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
And hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
You'll have to come back next month so we could talk a little bit more. I know,
yes.
As you said, July, the single parenting, obviously, that's very big, very
Love
close
you.
To home for me.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely have you back, man. So.
Cool.
All right. CalvaryABQ.org for all the details. Right now, red jumpsuit apparatus. Just kidding. Future Forestry, because that's
like,
the button
whoa.
I pressed. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The digital age, all the poor and powerless. Static radio.
Such a good song.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Hey.
It is time.
We have to do this.
Yeah, we do. Solomon's Porch, a super awesome coffee shop here on campus, was kind enough to donate some bags of espresso roast for our giveaway
Woo!
Pleasure. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's time to play a round of two truths and a lie. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you two things about us that are true and one thing about us that's a lie. Your job is to tell us which one's the lie, and we'll hook you up with a CD and a half-pound bag of espresso roast, courtesy of Solomon's Porch.
We have to call in.
Yeah.
505-338-3700.
That's the phone number. 505-338-3700. Two truths and a lie. I'm not going to lie. This was hard.
Yeah, no, this was really difficult.
Game.
We just sat here for like 5 minutes like... What's
another
tell
one?
Tell me something like, about myself.
What have I done with my life?
Is this real? Did I do this?
505-338-3700. Got a CD in the prize closet. We also have some coffee courtesy of Solomon's Porch. And when this doesn't work out, we're just going to play music and go.
Yeah. No.
It's Friday. We just had the long weekend. Most people still on vacation.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Spencer.
What
hey,
up,
Spencer?
All right, I'm ready to play the game if I can.
All right, you ready to do this? All right,
yes, sir.
Mitch and myself are going to play paper, rock, scissors to see who goes first.
Okay, ready?
Winner goes first?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Oh,
winner
and
goes
it looks
first.
Like you're going to have to guess my life. All right, you ready?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to tell you three things about myself, two of which are true, one of which is a lie. You have to tell me which one's the lie, okay?
Okay.
All right, Spencer. Number one, I was flown to high school in an airplane. Number two, I got my first tattoo at 16. Number three, I won a David Crowder look-alike contest. Two truths and a lie. Which one is the lie?
I think number one.
Number one, flown to high school in an airplane? Final
yeah.
answer?
Yeah.
Oh, Spencer, you are wrong, actually. That's wrong.
Nice.
So,
he
thanks for trying, though.
He definitely
thanks
was going to
trying.
School.
All right, there you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you think you can sniff out the lie. It's a little easier now.
Yeah.
Spencer tried admirably.
He did.
He really did,
I was
unfortunately.
Really hoping he'd get that.
Yeah.
I forgot that people could, like, guess wrong.
Yeah, people can guess wrong. Static.
What's up? It's Pat in Las Cruces.
Hey. Pat in Las Cruces. What is up, buddy?
What's going on?
Oh, you know.
All right.
Just chilling. Just chilling. You want to try this out?
Let's try it. Let's give it a shot.
All right. Two truths and a lie. All right. Here they are. Flown to high school in an airplane. Got my first tattoo at 16. Or I won a David Crowder look-alike contest. Which one's the lie?
I think it's David Crowder.
Oh.
That's the lie.
I think it's David Crowder.
Yep.
Let's see.
Survey says... Oh. CCM Magazine did a David Crowder look-alike contest, and I hung upside down on the handlebars out here on Calvary's campus and took a photo of me hanging upside down with my hair just kind of like froed out. And sent it in, and I won the CCM Magazine David Crowder look-alike contest.
So you look like him upside down. That's
and
awesome.
I was really depressed for a while. So, in fact, I interviewed him shortly thereafter and told him about that, and he was laughing, and he felt really sorry for me, he said. Because there should
funny.
Really only be one David Crowder-looking dude. So,
yeah. All right, guys. Oh, well.
All right, Pat. Thanks, man.
Have a good one. Love you guys.
Love you, too, bro. Well, okay. So there you go. We've sniffed it out, basically.
Well,
so
let's see.
Let's see if people are paying attention. Static! Hi.
Hi. I'm here for the
game. All right. Two truths and a lie. It could be quite easy for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. One, I was flown to high school in an airplane. Number two, I got my first tattoo at 16 years old. Number three, I won a David Crowder look-alike contest. Which one's the lie?
I think number two.
Number two, you were paying attention.
Oh.
That's right, man. Nobody gets tattoos at 16.
They get tattoos at 17.
Exactly. What's your name?
RJ.
RJ, how old are you, RJ?
I'm going to be 11.
Going to be 11, so I'm sure you're stoked that you just want
some
espresso roast.
Yes.
Hang on the line, all right?
Okay.
All right. Two truths and a lie. It's just that simple.
Yes.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That means it's down to you, my friend.
Me.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's see who we got. Static.
Oh, they don't want to play for me.
That's fine. That's fine.
It's okay.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. The game is two truths and a lie up for grabs. We've got a bag of Solomon's Porch espresso roast, but you've got to tell us a little bit about Michelle.
That's right.
My co-host.
Hey.
Hello, who's this?
It's Kevin.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
All right, you think you know my co-host?
Heck no, but I'm going to try.
Don't even lie.
All right, Kevin.
All right, here we go. Okay, number one. The first dollar I ever made was by serving a beer at the tender age of 7.
Stop.
Number two, my favorite color is aqua. And number three, I've read all the Harry Potter books at least 14 times.
What was the last one?
I've read all of the Harry Potter books at least 14 times.
Oh, I say it's number two.
You are correct, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
Your favorite color's not aqua?
No.
Wow, that was really easy. Okay, wait. Let's go back real quick. You made your first dollar ever by serving a beer at the age of what?
7.
What?
I grew up in a bar.
Oh, wow. All right. Dude.
My favorite color is teal.
Favorite color is teal.
Teal.
Okay. All right. Kevin, apparently you do know my co-host a little better because I was curious which one was a lie. I thought it was either going to be one or two.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know. I wasn't sure. So hang on the line, man.
All right.
All right. There you go. I love that.
We have one more.
Yeah. Bag. You never know how we're going to give it away. You got to keep it locked right here to this year's show.
That's right.
Good times to be had by all. I have to hear this whole story. Wow. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
We made it this far. Made it this
21 Pilots. Song called Migraine. Static Radio. Good morning.
How you doing?
Steve-O and Mitch. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I got caught up in a conversation in the bathroom.
Wow. Good times.
Yeah, don't worry. I washed my hands.
Oh, that's good. I saw you sprinting down the hallway as I turned the mics on. Like, yeah, let's see if she makes it for this one. Considering it's our goodbye until Monday,
no.
I was hoping you'd be here.
Don't do
for us to
me.
Say, aw, peace out.
But not yet.
No?
No.
We are going to go walk outside to the parking lot now. And buy some cool stuff.
Okay, that's right.
So, rummage sale going on right now in the parking lot at Calvary Albuquerque, and I'm not joking. We should walk out there. Do they do trade-ins? Like, could I trade in a couple Guitar Hero guitars?
Totally.
Be like, hey.
Yes. No, especially since I'm kind of heading up that rummage sale.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
It's actually for Vertical High School Ministry here at Calvary Albuquerque. We are going to Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta. And I don't speak any Espanol.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So, come out, support it, and we're going to go out there right now, actually, and see if we can find anything cool.
Sounds good.
I hope so.
Yeah.
They take credit card? Like check cards?
Yes, they will take your credit card.
Okay, good.
And
I don't
not
know.
Give it back.
No, I just meant like
cash.
Or
just cash.
Is it just cash?
Seriously.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Who carries cash these days?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I do. Dave Ramsey. Woo! I have cash. Okay, cool. Rummage sale. We're out. We're going to go outside of the parking lot at Calvary Albuquerque. If you'd like to join us, we'll be out there for the rummage sale hanging out. And that is it for us. We'll see you guys again Monday.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Get your tickets. 2 weeks away from our big birthday bash, House of Heroes, Come Wind, going down Friday. June 14th, Lobo Theater, Come Wind, House of Heroes, Us, Pinatas, you. Get there. MyStaticRadio.com. Ooh. We'll see you on Monday. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Peace.